just want to say, for the record, for any future investigations that may or may not take place,
it's the only film I hated more after watching the sequel. And then watching the sequel made me equally as angry, which makes no sense.
You know what makes me angry about that film? I've tried to like it.
It's like Edward Norton all over again, bruv.
Nice.
It is, bruv. Yeah. Breaking up the band.
Yeah. It's fine, man. It'd be like Telltale. You won't even notice.
Ah, that's pain. His dad tells him not to rescue him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to hold back my anger as I'm saying. And he doesn't, right? And then, completely didn't have to. Like, he could have got to him at regular speed. Tragically, in the sequel, they tried to correct this.
He's kissing the poster around the boob.
On the boob.
Yeah.
No. Wow. Okay. It's hard out here for a pimp. No, it's not. Okay,
go ahead.
Just don't do it.
How's this supposed to be money?
Frank Castle's killing everyone.
What, including Superman?
Superman. I mean, like, look what Batman did to him. Like, you know, you've got, like, his boy on the computer. He'll be doing the research. They've already got, like, their logos and stuff, so they've already got kind of a nice small package.
Other actors out there, it does not excite me in the slightest to watch them recreate their dream of becoming Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in 2008.
Jeez. Oh, that's harsh.
That's not insane.
Like, that wouldn't be a good film.
No, it wouldn't. I'm terrible at this.
Oh, you see the end result.